This is the name of the patient is Sherry Green. The last name is G-R-E-E-N. Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-I-E. Clinical case of a 71-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3A, period. This patient was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in the early 80s. But after she had a stroke and heart attacks, apparently she stopped producing insulin and she was found with a very low C-peptide, and the diagnosis of type 1 diabetes has been done. The patient is followed with a continuous glucose monitoring, which has made the difference. The medications that she takes include administration of Tresiba and a fast-acting insulin to cover if the blood sugar is above 150. The hemoglobin A1C has come down from 8.9 to 8.2. Remains with a serum creatinine of 1 and an estimated GFR that is close to 60 mL per minute. There is no evidence of proteinuria according to the urinalysis. Protein creatinine ratio was not ordered. Number 2, diabetes mellitus under better control. Number 3, arterial hypertension. This patient has a blood pressure that is 129/76. We are not going to change the prescription. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, constipation that is treated with the administration of Marlax. The patient has chronic back pain. Following number, coronary artery disease with history of a acute myocardial infarction in 2004. Following number, history of CVA. Following number, right humeral fracture after a fall. There was not loss of consciousness at that time. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. The patient has endocrinology follow-up every 3 months. She was instructed to call us in case that she has any questions or doubts regarding the kidney function. Period recommendations. Regarding the avoiding the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories and continue with the adequate blood pressure control paragraph. We invested 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.